Our Jackson Heights locker room chat continues here on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. This locker room chat here provided by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmer State Bank in Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop. We're now with Jackson Heights Cobra Boys head coach, Brett Plattner. It's been a pair of games the last time we spoke, coach. Big win over McLeod, 53-45, then a loss against the Marhill Mount Academy Ravens at home. But you finish out the regular season with a home matchup against Valley Falls here on Friday. But before we talk about the game, let's talk about your last two games. Coach, how'd it go for you and your team?
Yeah, starting with Friday at McLeod. Kind of dug ourselves a hole early, got in some foul trouble when some of our key players had to sit for the majority of the first half. But I was proud of the way we dug in on defense and responded, and were able to make a few adjustments to cut off some of their easy drives to the rim and better closeouts on defense to get some stops, and allowed only 3 points in the second quarter to eventually take over and have a halftime lead. And while we didn't get jump-started as quite as much as I wanted there in the second half, we were consistent enough and we were able to attack gaps and score enough on the offensive end to push it up to about a 15-point lead with about 3 minutes left and hang on for the victory in the end. So always good to get a win, especially versus an improved McLeod team that's got a couple of victories recently. And Tuesday, dug ourselves a really big hole early, getting down 13-0. Weren't quite attacking the spaces and having some passes that led to easy transition opportunities for them early that got ourselves in that position. And from there, we were just never able to quite get the gears rolling or get turning on offense or defense. And that'll be a big focus for us moving forward, especially as we enter the sub-state, is, you know, what defensive system can we identify or do to the highest of our capabilities in order to limit the opposition? Because very rarely in basketball, especially at the high school level, can you give up close to about 70 points and try to find success doing that. So we're going to have to find a commitment to the defensive end, to a style of defense that's going to suit us best headed into sub-state, because ultimately, we have Valley Falls coming up on, you know, Friday. That's going to be a tough opponent as well. And then everything, you know, 0-0 headed into sub-state. You know, anything can happen. So we're going to try to, you know, find a way to, you know, get ourselves in the best position to be successful.
Well, you just mentioned it, sub-state here on the horizon. The brackets will come out officially on Saturday for Class 2A. Your first matchup will be next Friday. But we'll talk more about that then. But to get to sub-state here, or to try to propel yourself in the sub-state on a high note, you have Valley Falls here on Friday, the winner of the Northeast Kansas League title. I mean, how big would it to get a big win here on Friday against this team, especially here at home, and how are you going to get that done?
First off, yeah, it's going to be senior night, so we obviously want to honor and give the respect to the seniors that have put in the time through this program adequately. And you know, there's been a lot of them that have spent a lot of time within the program doing good things for us. So first off, start off by recognizing and hopefully perform adequately for them there. And second, congratulations to Coach Gatzmeyer and the entire Valley Falls program. You know, they've been a consistent beacon of success since I've taken over this program within the league. And he does a great job over there of executing and making sure that those boys are, you know, consistently performing to a high level. So, you know, we're excited. Obviously, the first game between us was kind of a defensive slugfest, and which there were opportunities from both sides maybe to have an opportunity to win the game. Ultimately, they won it in the end, but I thought we did a pretty good job defensively of trying to make things difficult on them. So that's going to be the goal headed in, is obviously tighten up some things defensively on our own end and improve our systems of play and improve our ball movement on offense to maybe give ourselves a better scoring chance. And like I said, hopefully we can take a consistent and appropriate performance on Friday to swing that into the sub-state next week, because we'll have a whole week to prepare for our first-round opponent, which I think is good for everyone.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you here for joining us for week number 10 of our Locker Room Chat.
Thanks, Grinnan.
That was Rhett Plattner with the Jackson Heights Cobras, with the Cobra Boys. Upcoming here for Jackson Heights, they will play Valley Falls on Friday at home to finish out the season. Brackets will come out Saturday for Class 2A, and they will take on their first opponent next Friday, but we'll talk about it all in our final Locker Room Chat next week.